Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is A Tapping at My Door by David Jackson, published in 2016 by Zaffrey Publishing. Today's book is all about police murders, trauma, and Liverpool. One night, a woman hears a tapping at her window. An incongruous sound on a weekday night. After a while, once she's considered and discounted most of the possibilities, her curiosity gets the better of her and she steps out into the night to investigate. She finds a big black bird, a raven, tied to her window, trying to get free. Then she turns and is assaulted by a man in the dark. He stabs her to death and leaves the bird over her face. Detective Sergeant Nathan Cody is back at Major Crime Squad after a traumatic experience as an undercover agent. He's pulled in to investigate the woman's death and finds that a new but familiar face has joined his team, his ex-girlfriend, Webley. The murder was bad enough until Webley recognises the victim as a fellow cop. This puts a completely different spin on the case. The victim was involved in a controversial incident where she and her partner killed a man in a street fight, and so the police naturally look to the family. But as Cody delves deeper into the case and more police begin to die, his own effectiveness is under question. Cody begins to get flashbacks and panic attacks, while the clues lead them nowhere and the press are sniffing around ready to highlight their failures. Will Cody fall apart before he gets a chance to catch the murderer? A Tapping at My Door is a gritty crime thriller about mental health and trauma. The title is linked, of course, to the Edgar Allan Poe poem, and both Cody and the killer are haunted by the pain of the past. The setting of Liverpool plays a major role. The city's past and symbols are all part of the action. Cody claims he's fine, but he knows he's not. Having driven away his fiancée, now the job is all he has left. He's unwilling to seek treatment in case he's removed from duty, and like the murderer, he's beginning to see what happens to lives when people don't get the help they need to cope with their pasts. And yet, still, he does nothing. Webley Cody's ex-girlfriend is tough yet incredibly caring. She's as surprised as anyone to see Cody at her new job, but he's not the man she loved before. She's in a unique position, knowing him better than the others. She can see his suffering and reaches out to try and help. Webley is the one with the real strength, the real hero of the story. While the story and the characters are strong and the greyness of the morals intriguing, what really appealed to me about A Tapping at My Door was the writing. Fast-paced, thrilling and witty, the author's excellent turn of phrase made me gasp and laugh. Sometimes in the same sentence. It was a joy to read. So if you like smart writing, cracking action, messed up characters, Liverpool, and if you're not too squeamish about birds, I recommend A Tapping at My Door by David Jackson. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.